You are listening to Digging In Podcast, presented by Rooted Wealth Advisors.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Digging In Podcast. I'm your host, Kincho Kelly, helping you get those answers, those questions answered to and through retirement. Today, I am joined by the legendary Connor Zimmer. He is the newest advisor to the firm hailing out of Denver, Colorado. He holds that office on lock. He's also a CFP. He's also a gym rat. He also loves Formula One. Connor, how you doing, man?
Doing great. How you doing, Kinch?
Hey, I am doing fantastic. Fantastic myself. About time we get you on the podcast, man.
I know it's been a minute, but I'm excited to dig into it with you and, you know, explore some questions.
Yeah, absolutely. For those of you that don't know, Connor joined our team in July of 2023, right, Connor? Am I getting that? So, the fact that it's taken us this long to get you on the podcast, that's mine. I will own that mistake. We've hung out several times, been back and forth to Denver, but usually when I'm out there, we are ramming and jamming, rocking and rolling, and we don't have a chance to like actually sit down and do this. So thanks for making time for me today. Let's just start at the very high level. What do you do at Rooted Wealth Advisors?
Great question. You know, I'm the lead advisor here for the Denver office. So I do everything from, you know, reviewing with our current clients to meeting with new prospects. But I lean really, really heavily into, of course, you know, our team for financial planning, for tax analysis. And I know that's one of my biggest passions being a CFP is, you know, digging into that planning. You know, I love nothing more than when we go through tax reduction reports with our clients and saying, you know, we're going to save $300,000 over the next 15 years in tax. That to me, that's my day-to-day between, like I said, planning and just going over, you know, current situations with clients. That's my bread and butter, and that's what I love to do.
And you mentioned those three little letters, CFP. For those watching at home, maybe just doing their homework, help us out there. What does that CFP stand for?
Right. So sort of CFP is Certified Financial Planner, meaning that, you know, anybody that you see with that mark by their name has gone through some pretty rigorous testing, some pretty rigorous studying, taking financial planning to a deeper level, to a certain standard, which really, honestly, hopefully your advisor, if you have a current one, is a CFP, because it really just shows that they've gone the extra mile in the planning standpoint to really make sure that we're looking at it from all aspects, right? It's not just investments. There's a plethora of things that we need to consider when it comes to retirement.
And that's on top of your Series 65, right? That holds you to that fiduciary standard. So
correct.
It's like a double
correct.
Whammy, right?
Double whammy, you know, 65, the 7, all those fun series. The CFP is really, I guess, the cherry on top, if you will.
It's like you're a Boy Scout and you're just collecting badges.
Yeah. Yeah. If I had a sash, maybe a little band here, you'd see a lot of badges on there. But that's a good idea. Should get one of those.
We could probably work that out. We could certainly work that out. A native of California, but you've been in Denver for most of your life.
Yeah, I've been in Denver for 24 years. You know, we came here, you know, when I was younger in 2000. My whole extended family is from California. They still are. But, you know, my folks, we moved here just for my dad's work in 2000, actually, kind of when, you know, and I talk about this all the time with the market. But when the tech bubble burst, you know, obviously it was very, very tough to find a job. Colorado was where it's at. Longmont, just north of Denver here, is where I spent, you know, my days growing up, and I still love going back there. Now I'm a little bit further south in Littleton, but, you know, I get up to Longmont quite often since my folks and my brother and sister are in that area still.
Every chance I get to get out to Colorado. Every chance. The mountains are calling. I love the view from our office there right now that
Oh,
you
yeah.
can see the mountains. There's just so much to do out in Colorado. Walk us through what are some of your favorite things to do?
Now, I was just thinking about this the other day as summer is kind of coming. Spring is maybe coming a little bit early. It's been warm. Super excited to just get out to Red Rocks, do some hiking up above. We love to go camping. But really looking forward to this summer, just being outside more. I used to be a bit more of a skier, not as much anymore with just I've had some knee problems, but yeah, I just love to get outside and, I live about probably 10 minutes from Red Rocks. So if I need something to do and it's nice out, you can always just go run those steps, walk those steps, get some sunshine, and there's nothing better than the Colorado sunshine for sure.
Oh, when I was out there in October of last year and we went around with you and just following you around with a camera, getting some shots, man, that was so cool just to be out there hiking, climbing again with some gear. Definitely got the urge to get back, for sure. When you're not in the office and you're not climbing, you can be found at the gym a lot. Is it
Sometimes,
bulking season? Is that what it is?
summer's coming, so it's cutting season. I put on a few pounds for the winter. Now it's time to shed that off. But I go to the gym. I'm not as big of maybe a gym rat as I used to be, but I try to stay consistent, especially with, if you've ever heard my story, my dad, my family's heart history, I'm like, got to stay consistent if I want to make it into my later decades. So, but I enjoy that. You alluded earlier, Formula One, which I'm incredibly excited about, and I'm probably getting ahead on your questions here, but man, that is one of my biggest hobbies. I'm super, super excited for that season upcoming. 17 days or 16 days till the first race. It's coming quick, and I'm excited.
Now you just dated our video. Now people are going to know when we're recording. Try and keep them evergreen, but here he is, just
Well, most
flip.
people aren't Formula One fans, so
Yeah.
they don't know,
That's like
when
when
it
I get
is.
Andrew on and he's excited about the Cowboy season, and people know it's always early in the season because you can't be excited
Yeah,
late
that's
in
the
the season.
truth.
Let's talk about a little bit about the road that led you to Rooted. How did you get here? What have you learned since?
Oh, so much. I started in this business at a smaller company. From there, I kind of went on to the broker side, and not being an RIA, not being in independent advisory, I really just felt that we were super underserving our clients. And just being a CFP, I wanted to go to a certain level of depth. I wanted to go through the tax plan, through the financial planning, to such a level that I was basically told to back off and that we're spending too much time doing this. And that really rubbed me the wrong way. I want to be a fiduciary. I want to live up to that CFP standard of, going to that depth, making sure that we're thinking of all aspects. It's not, again, it's not just investments. And that's what I felt like I was doing was just investments. So when I came to Rooted, what I was really looking for was a place where, people kind of felt the same way. In that, they felt that yes, investments are absolutely a piece of the puzzle, but there's so much more to that. And I just saw such a focus on planning and especially tax, where, and I think tax is probably the most underserved, portion in retirement. Everything's about investments, right? We want to reduce tax as much as we can. And I just saw that echoed so much at Rooted, and it really, tracked with what I thought a real financial advisor, a real financial planner should be. And I just, believe so deeply in that vision that, how could I say no to that?
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. I know, as our team has grown over the years since I've been here, always trying to find people that are growth-minded, that want to do what's right for the people that we're serving, and just have that heart for connection, man. Just want to commend you. I know you weren't much of a public speaker before you you came to Rooted, but man, a lot of training, a lot of hard work to get ready to present in front of people, right? Whether it's at restaurants or libraries or some of the other places that we've been, I've just been able to see you grow and develop and share your passion for that planning with people, whether they become clients or not, because we truly believe in, financial education, financial literacy for our communities. Whether people have, $2 to their name or $2 million to their name. So it's been really cool to see you just connect with that. Can you speak to your heart for people at all?
And I think you hit the nail on the head. I wasn't a public speaker. I mean, obviously that's still a thing that makes me nervous. Maybe, some folk think I'm better at it than I think I'm at it. But when I get up there, right, and I speak to that, all I'm viewing myself as an educator, right? And I just think, you don't know what you don't know. And what I want to do and what I feel like I was blessed with growing up was knowledge of finance. And I want to do that for everybody that I come across, and just realizing that, and I think back to my own folks, like my dad, he doesn't have time to think about finance. He's an incredibly smart guy. He's an engineer, but finance, he doesn't really know much more than surface level. And I think that rings true for everybody, because you're living your life, you're working, your family, you don't have time to understand everything on a deeper level. And that's why you bring on a professional. So that's what I love to see. And I just love seeing, folk really live out their retirement dreams, and like, how do we get to there? And I love meeting people and saying, all right, we're at this point. We want to get to this point. What's in the middle, right? How do we achieve that? And there's a lot that goes into that, but it makes me so happy. And it stands out in my mind when a client came to me, maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, and they said, Connor, nobody ever told us that we're going to be okay, that we're going to be able to retire, but you did that for us. And that, to me, like, that's why I'm here, right? That's why I show up, because beyond my passion of financial planning, just that connection with people and just knowing that you're taking this load off of them, the stress that they have, and saying like, hey, here's some answers, here's some factual data that says we're going to be okay and we're going to achieve exactly what you want, just is so rewarding for me.
That's super cool. I know I'm not a financial advisor, so I don't get to sit in the meetings, but when people walk out of the office, I can just see that energy that just permeates from them when they finally get that, a relief or happiness or like whatever it is that they can retire and be okay. I can think about one couple in particular that walked out of our Bourbonnais office after meeting with our founder, Zach, and they were very happy walking out of the office, but it wasn't till they walked through the door and they were in the parking lot, or I guess they were on the sidewalk before the parking lot, but they drove separate to the appointment, and the wife, she just jumped in her husband's hands, like in his arms. She like just jumped on him, and they were elated. They were over the moon, and I get so excited to be able to like just be a part of that, right? And that is something special, and that's not something everybody can be a part of, but I love being a part of that for sure.
It's an incredible feeling. And I think, a couple of weeks ago, we did some stuff for a new client, essentially took them through the planning process, said, hey, this is perfect, everything's going to be okay, and essentially set out our actions for the next, 6 months to years down the road, and how we're going to achieve what she wanted to achieve. And I did a follow-up call with her the next day, just on a small item. And she said, Connor, last night was the first time I was able to sleep in months. And I was like, wow, like that is so impactful. And if that doesn't get you excited, I don't know what would. But it's just so rewarding to me to see that and to be able to take that load off.
And here's the compliance disclosure. Everybody's situations are different. Maybe you don't get to jump for joy. Maybe you don't have that ability. But everybody's situations are different, but we're here to help no matter what that situation looks like. Anything else you got to add on your introductory episode, Connor?
Trying to think. We didn't touch much on Formula One, so I'm a little disappointed on that.
All right,
But
all right. Here's your chance. Favorite driver, favorite team, favorite track.
Well, my favorite driver, and this is before, all right, he became a world champion. All right, Max Verstappen, before he became world champion. Formula One's a little different though, right? I feel like, football, these things, everybody's like, this is my team, I'm ride or die. But it's like I still root for multiple teams and I like other drivers that aren't on the team that I like. But I'm a huge fan of, Verstappen, Leclerc, even Alex Albon. Just great drivers, and I just think it's really interesting to see those interactions. But at the end of the day, I think I'm a Max Verstappen fan no matter where he goes. Currently that's Red Bull. And probably the most interesting track, at least for the last year, is Imola. Just some great racing there, and
Where's that one at? I don't even know where that one's at.
so well, between Imola and, well, there's a few different tracks, but in Austin as well, that might be a good one. I like the dedicated racetracks, right? There's a lot of street circuits in Formula One, but I like the dedicated tracks because I just think it has that much better racing. And that maybe that's my answer, right? The dedicated racetracks are the best. Vegas, even though it was kind of a weird first race, was a really exciting race for this year. I know there are a lot of critics for that. And if there's any Vegas residents watching this, you probably hate it. And I get it. But the dedicated racetracks are the best. So maybe that's my answer.
I mean, I'm just a sucker for the Monaco Grand Prix. I think
Yeah.
that's just a classic.
It's iconic.
Also just the back and forth on some of that where like they get the car all the way down to like, I don't know, feels like 30 miles an hour and then they're
Oh,
right
yeah.
back up to like 105. So, yeah, we try and watch that one, but I don't have a driver, but I know some of those race fans because I covered sports for a while in my life. It feels like a lifetime ago, but some of those race fans are very dedicated to a driver. And they got the M&M's jacket and they got the M like everything. But when that driver switches teams, man, it can be a bloodbath out there.
Definitely, definitely. But it's all in good fun, at least for me.
So if anybody wants to get you talking, it's always Formula One. It's always working out. And family and finances, all those things, all those things.
Exactly.
Well, Connor, it was great chatting with you today. If you at home want to meet Connor or talk to Connor about your personal situation, go ahead, drop us an email, connor@rootedretirement.com. He'd love to sit down and chat with you and just kind of figure out where you're at, because that's what we're about, second opinions. So, until next time, keep digging in.
This was Digging In Podcast, presented by Rooted Wealth Advisors.